Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, I come from a city that has deep ties to Thomas Edison. And I think a lot of cities say they have deep ties to Thomas Edison or Henry Ford or anyone else that, you know, is left a mark in society. But, you know, our city takes it a little bit farther. We got signs, we got statues, we got placards, we got museums. We got a testament to this idea of the single lone genius, right, who brings forth inventions and excitement into the world. This idea of this mad intellect that causes change. But of course, if you know anything about the history of Thomas Edison, it was more of a creative endeavor. It was more of an organization. It was more of a process where he had lots of people trying lots of different inventions that he was aggregating together. In a very real way, geniuses of the day competed on organizational structure. And I was thinking about that when I saw Ian Emmett's comment, and it cracked me up. It was on Facebook. So Ian Emmett posted from Zero Fox, posted a comment after the dump of Pastebin. He's like, hey, look how fantastic we've done, you know, promoting PTES. Even the criminals are using it now, which is great, right? The penetration testing and execution standard was like practically the exact same structure that these criminals used to post how they broke into something on Pastebin. Ah, way to go, PTES. But it's not just those types of standards, of course. We're seeing much the same thing across the criminal industry. Symantec did their security research report, and they detailed this pretty heavily. There's now call centers for cyber criminals to facilitate taking payments and to facilitate the scams. There is organizational charts. Depending on who you're working for, you get weekends and holidays off, right? It is very much, in many parts of the world, just another business, just another normal business. And these businesses are competing on organizational structure, value statements, right? Processes, and ways to get things done. Why? Because genius doesn't scale. Genius doesn't scale, and that's why Thomas Edison had to do what he did. That's why Henry Ford did what he did. That's why criminals of today are doing what they do. You get a couple smart people, you surround them with solid folks and good processes, and then you have an enterprise that's competitive. And unfortunately, we're seeing this type of competitiveness applied towards cyber crime, which means the cyber criminals are more effective and are more likely to be launching attacks on us and defrauding us and everything else. I mean, kudos to them for doing it, but what's ultimately going to start happening then, this is going to be our organizational structures against their organizational structures, right? Our ability to harness the intellect and capabilities and knowledges of our teammates to prevent those who are doing the exact same thing to defraud our organizations. Interesting times ahead. I might go back to the museum. Take it easy.